where to your mother.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Two Cool Moms. I'm your host, Steve Byrne.
Something funny just happened, but we're not going to show it to you. Thanks for listening to Two Cool Moms. I'm Joe Gatto.
And I'm Steve Byrne.
Welcome to our podcast. Here it is.
Here it is. We did it.
What time do you have to leave for practice? You got the jersey on and the hat to match.
My mom's talking the horn. I got to leave now, Joe. Go. I'll see you later.
You look like a straight out of a, you look like a little league coach.
If
you
I do. Leave any of my G.I. Joes here, please just bring them to school tomorrow. Okay, thanks, man.
No, Pirates are crushing it this
they
year.
They are killing it, the P-Rights.
You know.
Yeah.
You love.
This center fielder, can't touch him.
You can't.
Can't touch him.
No, they're crushing it, and they have like one of the lowest payrolls in Major League Baseball, and they're killing it right now. So,
well,
kind of very surprising.
Shout out to low paid people.
To what?
To low paid people.
Yeah. Well,
speaking of which, thanks for listening to Cool Moms.
How are you?
I'm fantastic. No.
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 What's wrong?
I'm in a bad space right now.
What's wrong?
Just in a bad spot.
Sounds like you
worked
some
really
bad
hard.
Veggie pizza.
No, I had bad. No, I worked hard this weekend. Mm-hmm. I'm lonely. I haven't seen my kids in a couple of days.
I'm lonely.
Oh, God.
This is what I don't think people realize.
What's that?
We were together a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Look. I work an hour a night, right? Or when you have Saturday, you have two shows, right? So you work 2 hours a night. And sometimes I do that first show, and I'm like, wow, I really gave it all on that first show. I'm kind of guessed. I'd love to just go to my hotel room and go to sleep. But then Saturday, it's, you know, you get caught up in it. You're like, okay, this is fun. This is a great show. 2 hours. It's a comedian's lifestyle. It's great work. Great job. You do the show, okay? After two shows, I'm done. I'm like, I don't know how. You do a show for an hour. Then you do a meet and greet for an hour and a half. Mm-hmm. Then you do the second show, mm-hmm. which is an hour. Then you do another meet and greet, which is an hour and a half. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is crazy that you're doing 6 hours literally of either like just straight up entertaining or entertaining literally face to face, second by second, group by group, right. person by person. And I know when I'm out with you, I see how much you enjoy your fans, how much you love meeting them, hearing the stories, and then I don't think people realize the toll it does. I mean, you come out of those things after 6 hours. You're gone from 7 o'clock till probably 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning. And I see the life absolutely drained from you. And I don't blame you. I'm like, I don't know how you keep
Zombified.
The momentum, the energy level up.
It's the playlist. You got to have a good playlist. You got to have a good Spotify playlist that we had going, and I'm able to do my dancing.
You give me all the culture club in the world, but I'm still like, I'm going to bed. I'm going, this is not worth it. I want to go to sleep. But you really zone in on it, and I've shared with you text messages before. I'm like, I don't know how you do it.
Yeah.
I do not know how you do it.
I enjoy it. And then if you get the right song, it's just going to change everything. Whenever I get tired, I make them put on the song.
Yeah.
My friends are saying for them, saying for them, but you were gone. I sent my car to the bridge and then let it burn.
Joe?
I don't care.
Oh, okay.
That
I love like, it. What song
that,
is
that comes on. I just start doing this and then I make people dance to me.
You know what I Shazammed after being on tour with you?
That's not my name. That's not my name.
They call
that That's not my name.
I love that.
That's not my name.
That's
they call me
Hunter. They call me Hunter. It's a big great pizza.
Bring them in. I'm ready to meet them all.
That's it. See, I told you. All it takes is the music. It's the music. You know, we do it. We get up there. We have some fun. We have some yuck-yucks. We have some laugh-em-ups.
Yeah.
And you know what the energy, you have that adrenaline. The thing is the adrenaline carries you through, right? You have a good show. Everybody's sure. having a great time. It's great. Then you have the meet and greet. You meet these people. You have a good time talking to them, whatever. The problem when you see me in that sixth and a half hour is when I've stopped and all the adrenaline's gone. And now it's like, it hits you.
Yeah.
It smacks you like a pickleball racket.
Right.
Right in the belly.
Then you're listening to Jim Croce time in a bottle.
Yeah.
But here's the thing people don't realize is that, because I've been on tour with you quite a bit, you don't eat. You don't get to eat dinner. From the time you're there from 7 till 12:31, even if you do, it's always like wishful thinking. Okay, Joe, what do you want to eat? We're going to have it ready here. And then it's there, but you never even get to eat it because by the time it comes, it's cold. The meet and greet went a little too long. And then it's like 1 o'clock in the morning and it's just Denny's or whatever options. And you just like, I guess I'm not getting dinner tonight.
Yeah.
Or like sushi that's been sitting there for like 3 hours.
Refrigerating the sushi is a nice hack that we came up with. We'll make sure we throw that in the fridge.
Still, it doesn't taste as good, though. You know,
good. You like just, a hot sushi.
No, just like the rice can't be.
No,
you know?
It gets all crompity crump. You got crompity crump rice in your rices. You don't want that.
That's like not my rice. That's not my rice.
They call it sushi. Yeah, I can skip a meal, though, if we're going to be honest with each other. You know, I need my coffee. I have to have a coffee. I have coffee in between the show, and then it just makes me feel, it puts me in a headspace. It's not even like the caffeine. It's just like, okay, I've had my coffee.
See, that's the other thing people don't realize. You don't drink.
Yeah.
You don't take any other substances. Yeah. You don't even.
Bumping. Doing bumps in the back.
No, but I'm like, there's nights where I'm like, I need a whiskey to get me through this. And
you
I
went
will
to
just...
bed. You we went out on the town the other night, and then you went to bed, and you left us. You just walked into the night. And I turned and I said, where's Steve?
Irish goodbye.
Yeah, after you threw napkins at somebody, or somebody threw napkins at you.
Somebody threw napkins at me? Yeah.
You know what happened? There's like a little fallout, and you got some napkins thrown at you. Well, you threw some napkins at somebody. I don't know. There was a mess, and then you left.
Was there static, though?
No static. No, okay. Just you did a funny, fun times, and the person was
on funny. The
funny.
Yeah,
funny. You did like a confetti. Okay. And you were gone. You know, you did. You pulled an amazing Jonathan. You distracted me, and I was gone. Into the wind you went.
The art of deception. Yeah.
I do remember my parents, when I was growing up, I do remember that my dad, I think I get it from my dad more than my mom. My dad was like a no-sleep kind of guy.
Yeah.
Like, he would be up. Before on Saturdays,
right?
You know, his day off, he'd be up before we got up for Saturday morning cartoons. Mm-hmm. He'd be making pancakes at 6 a.m. And they'd go out Friday night, or they would have friends over. My parents loved having people over for cards.
Sure.
Like the game nights were always big at my house, stuff like that, you know? So people would come over on Friday night after, or they go out after, and my dad would be up at 6 o'clock making pancakes. And That's he wasn't crazy. A big drinker either.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd be up doing everything all day Saturday. He'd be cutting hedges, doing whatever he's doing, you know, taking care of the house.
Yeah.
And then hanging out. And then it'd be Saturday night, and we'd get into something. And then the next morning, Sunday morning, it'd be Sunday Fun Day breakfast. And I've carried that tradition where we have Sunday Fun Day breakfast. He would take me to the bakery at like 7 a.m. We get the hot buns at the bakery. is that your recorder?
Most hot cross buns.
Hot cross buns.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's where it all started. I remember I did this show in Nashville, Josh Wolf. He has all these like famous country music artists on his show, and they're all there to improv and stuff. And they said, you know, we improv songs. Will you come up and improv a song? I go, yeah. So I brought my daughter's recorder with me. And I go, guys, tonight we're going to kick it off where it all began. Every musician knows what I'm talking about. We're going to start from the very beginning. Here we go. There's another recorder. I go, and I start hot cross buns.
Did the place go nuts?
And I took the recorder and tried to smash it.
And you couldn't?
I couldn't because it's so hard plastic.
There's nothing better than a failed attempt to try to break something.
It was so stupid.
Oh, there's nothing better than that. There's nothing better than the big moment.
But it was
happen.
The joke that was funny for like 10 seconds. But when you're backstage drinking and you get caught up in it and it lasts 5 minutes, people are like, dude, it's over. And I didn't know when to stop because I was hammered.
Of course. Yeah, your range
stupid.
Is a little off.
Stupid.
I did the goddamn comedy jam with you at one place. I forgot where it was. I had done it. I had done the show and they said, it was in Las Vegas when we did it. And
that's right,
yeah. And I said...
what song did you sing?
I did Baby Shark. Which was because I was like, guys, I was like, I don't sing, I don't know words. I said, but it'd be kind of funny. I could tell a story about my son. My son was like, my son wouldn't pronounce it right. He would go, baby shark, doo doo dee doo dee doo, and he would just do it really cute. And he wouldn't stop singing it. So I was like, oh, it'll be funny. And then he was like, no. He's like, we could do it like a rock version of it. And it was the place went bonkers.
It was fun.
It was so
it was
fun.
Hilarious.
Yeah, because you don't expect it. And they did a great job with the music of it. It was really
those
fun.
Guys are great. And we're doing one together.
Yep.
July 14th.
July 14th, come see us.
In Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburg.
Rivers Casino.
Us there. A good friend of ours is coming. Sal Volcano will be there as well.
Sal Volcano?
Yeah. It'd be my first time on stage with Sal in a long time. Sharing a stage.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on through.
Would that be the first time you've been with anybody on stage?
No. Well, I surprised him at his show.
Not performing. You've been with Murr.
Him and Murr and Sal. So, yeah, I haven't.
But you haven't been on stage with Tucker Carlson since he left, right?
Not since he left. So no, we're looking at our schedules.
Yeah, because Tucker will be there, and then David Duke will be there. Yeah, quite a few folks.
But that's sold out anyway, isn't it?
It's sold out, yeah.
So then what are we even telling people about? Now everybody's getting disappointed. This goes to show you should have got your tickets early.
Should have gotten your. Well, you can meet our boy Brendan Wayne, who's the Mandalorian. He'll be doing a signing at IDES.
Oh, is he?
So bring all your Mandalorian stuff there. He'll be at IDES. For those who don't know, Brennan is in the costume. He's the Mandalorian, 90%. When Pedro Pascal takes the helmet off, that's when he's on set.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, he's in a voiceover booth. It's Brendan that's in that costume the whole run, and he's one of the nicest guys in the world, and he's going to come out and sing a song, and he's going to go do a signing, too. So if you have anything, he'll sign it for you.
That's really cool. So that's when is that?
July 15th.
July 15th. Yeah. I can't be there. I'm busy. I got a show in Pittsburgh. Do you like Pittsburgh? The name of this episode is definitely Pittsburgh.
Okay, here we go.
I love you.
Here's an update, because we've had some questions.
Oh, I like when we get people check back in with us, let us know the deal.
Coming
love
back.
It. It's the boomerang.
It's almost like, I wonder what it's like to be the... It's coming to us from Owen.
Owen.
To the best mommies in the world. Hi, it's Owen again. I was rewatching some of your episodes, and I ran into the one where you answer my question. I just want to give you an update on my situation with this girl I asked you about before. When the podcast came out, I took your advice immediately and came out clean to her. She's very understanding, and today I feel that we have a super awesome relationship.
Ah!
On account of my nervousness, every day I try to talk to more people, and I feel much more comfortable in public now. Trying to learn after the both of you. I just want to thank you all again for that little boost. Even though it was just a few words, it means a lot to me. Anyways, I wanted to ask another question.
No.
God damn it, Owen.
No, Owen, still.
We
still
did it once.
Go back to the well, Owen. Drink the water, walk away.
We did it.
Now
you can't recreate the magic.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it worked, though. We actually did some good. Congratulations, Mommy. That's crazy.
I'm not surprised. I knew it.
We have, we're one for one from people we heard back from.
Oh, well, this is actually not a bad question.
Okay, so we'll do the question, too. Owen, we'll keep on giving, because that's what we do.
Owen, are you ready?
Let's do it, O.
We have a bona fide expert in the room. Do you all have any good restaurants in Boston that you'd recommend? I'm thinking of taking a girl out soon, and I need a good place, and we're... And also, we're out of dessert. So if y'all have some good, some sweet on the...
See, what? He shit the bed. We should have just...
Owen, in Boston, any good restaurants?
Go to North End.
North End?
North End.
Yeah, there's a few good Italian restaurants out there. Nico is a good Italian restaurant
Nico.
Out there.
Nico.
This is our boy Nico who lives in Boston. He's
tour manager.
Yep.
So North End, Nico's Italian restaurant...
There's a few out there that I don't go out there too often, but yeah, if
any dessert place,
it's the Italian spot of the whole place. That's the Italian district. So you're gonna like.
Oh, I've been through that there. I've been through down there.
Throw you know a spoon anywhere and you'll hit.
Also, Yelp. Right, like Owen. Yelp, TripAdvisor, Google Maps. Owen, stop being a lazy. Have people do some of the legwork. You're taking this girl on a date. You want to find the spot. You want to say, hey, I did this. I curated this. Not like, hey, I wrote to this fat Italian and his half Asian friend in New York, and they told me to go eat here.
Hey, the boys from Yin Yang Parmesan told me to come down to Chuck E. Cheese.
They said to come to Nico's. Get in there. Do the legwork.
Oh, you want to just take a... Oh, we missed an audio call.
Oh, we missed it. That's okay. You never know what's going to happen with that anyway.
Yeah.
Could be anybody. Could be a crazy.
Could be cray cray.
Cray cray.
What is your favorite restaurant in Boston? Do you have one?
No. Because when I get there, I do the research and I see
you do
where
it.
I want to eat.
I
or I have somebody
Hall.
Do the research. Nico, let me get
it. Looks pretty good.
So the place, the name of this place is Nico Restaurante. Ristorante. So
not
you know.
So you know. You know.
When they put the RISTORANTE on it, they know. They know it's a good place to come.
RESTORANT.
That's a place to eat for me. Pasta belly. This is. Could have went with rigatoni. Could have done anything there. Cappellini. But I went with pasta belly.
You love it.
I love it. This is how many stars?
Oh, Alcove is another one.
This is also
that sounds like a seafood.
Okay, Alcove. Yeah. This is one. Give me that one. But that only had $2 signs. So that means you're going to do it on a budget. You're going to go on a date on a budget, which is good.
Yeah.
It depends how invested you want to be on this because you're already not invested on the
research.
You
got to go to Faneuil Hall. Faneuil Hall is like a football combine of food. Like you're literally going to go in and you're going to run through this gauntlet of like hot dog.
I had never
chowder.
Been. I went with you when we went to Boston. I've never been there. It's phenomenal. What is it again?
Faneuil Hall.
Faneuil Hall. You got to go there.
You have to. It's
that was
so great.
So fun. Oh, and the desserts there. The place on the left.
All the way towards the end.
So good.
You hit it up and went bananas.
Oh, my. I went bazonkers.
There it is again.
I went bazonkers there. Remember that? What is it?
Leone's Pizza.
Leone's Pizza. In Somerville.
Apparently Captain America loves that one.
I know.
Right? Yeah. Chris Evans.
Chris Evans loves it.
Yeah. You ever met him?
Chris Evans. Yeah. No, I didn't meet Evans.
I always heard good things.
I've heard great things about him.
Seems like a super.
I met the other one. I met Chris Pine. Also Chris very Pine. Nice fella.
The Star Trek.
Yeah, Star Trek and
I love
Wonder
that
Woman.
Dude. That dude, anything he does, I'll go see. I saw the.
Did you see Dungeons and Dragons?
I saw the water one.
Did you see Dungeons and Dragons?
I saw the water one when he's a hero. I saw the space one when he's a hero.
Yeah.
I saw the dungeon one when he's a hero. I love him.
The guy looks like a hero.
He looks amazing. And you know what I think is crazy? You know what his dad was?
A pine tree.
The fucking chief on chips.
His dad was a chief on chips.
Remember chief on chips?
No.
The like really warm guy that was like, ah, come on, Ponch John. He wasn't the one
That's
over
his
the mechanic.
Father?
It was his dad, yeah.
Holy cow. So he's born into it.
Yeah.
What do you think it's like to be typecast?
Nepo baby.
What do you think it's like to be typecast as a hero? Like, because you look at that face, you're like, okay, this guy's a hero. Like, there's certain people that can't be. Play anything less. They can't be like the schlubby friends.
No, but you know what?
I'm not even just saying on looks. I'm saying on personality and the way they carry themselves.
But that Olivia Wilde movie that came out, he was the bad guy in it, and that movie did not do well.
Because people don't like to see him in that light.
People don't. There you go. He's a hero.
Yeah,
don't
you
do
don't want
to him.
It's like trying to make the villain out of the other Chris. Guardians of the Galaxy, Chris.
Chris Pratt.
Pratt.
Yeah, love him too.
Matt Pratt. Pratt's great.
Yeah.
We did the Today Show. No, the Kelly Ripa Show, and he was the guest host.
He's a Jesus freak.
He was the guest host.
Isn't he, like, and super religious?
He is, yeah. Now he is, yeah. He was the guest host on it, and we met him. He was super
cool. Oh, really?
Yeah, he was
he
great.
He seems
nice dude. He had the Magnificent Seven had just come out, so he was promoting that.
You know what? I went with Jost when Colin Jost asked me to go to the Avengers premiere.
Ah.
The one where they all come together for the first time.
Oh, okay.
Endgame.
Yes.
Or was it Infinity War? Which one came first?
The Infinity first one War. Was Infinity War.
I went to that one. And I met all of them.
Oh, wow.
All of them. I couldn't believe it. And Scarlett Johansson is so nice.
Yeah, great.
The coolest. But I remember they were all backstage at the Kodak Theater. They're doing this big unveil where the curtain's going to come up. Everybody's there. Oh. So we're standing there with Scarlett Johansson, and I'm standing there with Colin, obviously. And we're walking to the backstage area. And I'm walking... I don't know any of these people,
right?
Except Colin, really, and Scarlett's very nice, but I wouldn't say we're like best pals. We're not putting on a patio deck this summer. So I'm walking back, and Scarlett was kind of, she's like, oh, Robert Downey Jr. Robert, this is Steve. This is Colin's friend. Throws his arm around me. I was like, and just talked to me the whole time.
As he escorted you off stage. As he was like, let's get this deadbeat off the stage so we can raise the curtain. We're behind schedule.
He was holding me for security as they maced me in my face. But I was like, what, the nicest human being.
He's like my number. He's like top five of people I haven't met yet that I want. It was Robert Downey.
Did I tell you the story on this podcast about him?
Not that story. That story you haven't told, but what other story?
Okay, so we're walking
tell
and talking.
Tell me first,
right?
And I'll let you know.
Okay, we're walking and talking. He first thing is, where are you from? I'm from Pittsburgh. Oh,
are
Lambert's.
You? Are you? You never know it.
Lambert's son, Hall of Famous Steeler, is his assistant. So now we're talking Steelers. We're BSing and stuff, and we're hanging out, and they're like, all right, everybody hit their marks. And he's like, so is it? And they're like, all right, everybody hit their marks. And I'm like, shouldn't you, like, you got something big to do here, right? He's like, hey, man, pleasure meeting you. I was like, wow, couldn't be nicer. And I start talking to his assistant, who was equally as nice. So the movie ends. The place, remember, they do the snap, everybody. Yeah. Oh. And everybody's like, what the fuck's going on here? So there was kind of like this morose feeling. But then we all go to this after party. The after party is on Sunset. And it's literally the cast.
Yeah.
Like John Favreau.
Right.
Kevin Feige. Yeah. And like maybe like.
And you.
Literally 25 other people.
That's amazing.
And I'm sitting there like, and Thor's there and Chris Pratt's there. Yeah. They're all big dudes. Yeah, yeah. And I see Mr. Lambert, Robert's assistant, was over. I'm like, hey, man, how you doing? What'd you think of the movie? We're bullshitting. And I'm like, where's Robert Downey Jr.? And he's like, oh, he left. He left as soon as the film started. I go, he didn't even watch it? He goes, no, he promised a kid who he had met that has cancer that he promised him the first time he sees the movie, he'll watch it with him. And
amazing.
I was like, are you kidding me? So like, even with all the gala, the glitz, amazing. Everybody being there collectively, you want to celebrate that.
Yeah.
He didn't watch it because he made a promise to a child.
I mean, that's a real life hero move. Like, that's sick.
Unbelievable.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
I can't believe, like, I mean, it's got to be so, that party for you though. Like, do you feel like you're best version of you, or do you feel like an abbreviation?
I don't belong here.
Yeah, but do you feel that way? Do you think you give that energy out?
No, not super nervous. I mean, look, we've been in
you've been in
for
big rooms,
a while,
yeah.
Whatever, and you know, I mean,
but that's like probably one of the biggest rooms you've ever been in.
There have been nights at the Comedy Cellar,
yeah.
Where I felt like I shouldn't be at this table. Right. I mean, I think insecurity always creeps up, and
yeah,
but especially at that party in particular, I did leave early because I did feel like. I don't know these people. I feel like this is inappropriate.
You feel like you're at a friend's table, and you're like, yeah. It's like, okay, I mean, yeah. I said hello. Gotta
you
go.
Guys are celebrating.
I'm good at gauging when it's time to leave.
Yeah.
I'm good at that because I've found myself in many a places where there's a caliber of person there. Not saying that I'm not comfortable, but to know that it's like, oh, these people are friends and trying to enjoy themselves as friends.
Yeah, they're celebrating something that's never happened before
that's
in film.
To go. My energy, I'm... Probably one of my best skills is to realize when it's time to leave.
Right.
But I had to normally pull some of my friends out with me because they wouldn't realize the same way.
Right. Yeah.
And I'd be like, guys, it's time for us to go. No, it's cool. But the reason we got in is because a guy in the kitchen knew us. Like, it's time for us to go. Like, we did enough. You know, like, we said hello. You know,
it was a privilege to be invited.
Yep.
It was a privilege to get to see it at that particular time as a premiere with everybody. I got to watch the red carpet.
Yep.
I got to meet people along there with Colin and Scarlett, and you know, there were a handful of moments like, oh my god, I'd love to take a pitch with Stan Lee. You know, this is we're still alive. I would love to do.
Right.
I was like, don't do that. Yeah. You're a guest here. Don't be that asshole.
Yeah.
And we were at the party. It lasted maybe 25 minutes, and it just hit me. I was like, yeah, you don't know anybody here, and Colin knows everybody because they've all been filming, and
together,
I'm just like. I don't want to be dead weight, so let me just get the fuck out of here.
I love a red carpet. I think it comes from being a fan of movies so long before I even got in the game to be there. And I don't know if I ever told the story about my I used to sneak onto the rooftop of Hollywood and Highland. There was a stairwell, and that had a lock on the
door.
Right
by Kodak Theater.
Kodak Theater, right. So I would break onto the roof. You jump over this like little half bridge thing they have, and you could look down on the carpet.
Right.
And you could watch. And I used to go all the time when I lived in L.A. from 03 to 05. Any of the big movies that opened, I was there. Because we didn't live that far away either. And that's why I was just, you know, a junkie for that stuff. And I would love to people watch, right? So I'd be able to go and do that. So I used to do that. And then I was at the Wonder Woman premiere, my first premiere ever I ever went to. Big Hollywood premiere. And I was on the carpet. And then I looked up and I looked at the spot I used to watch.
No way, really?
And Justin was with me. And I got like a little bit emotional, but oh boy, Justin.
Yeah.
He goes, what? And I said, do you remember when I used to come? And he goes, and watch from right there.
Wow,
and
that's
then he
crazy.
Goes, wave to yourself. And I just sat there and waved.
Really that's
cool.
Sick.
Yeah, that was really cool. It was a cool moment for me. But I love the carpet because that's like where you get to, everybody's excited. Everybody's expecting to bump into people.
Yeah.
It's not like when you go out to a restaurant, somebody comes in and you're like, oh, hey, now it's weird. But on the carpet, people are like, oh, you're here. So it adds like a possibility to meet your heroes in a way where they're ready to meet people, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. The one time I was looking forward to when we wrapped opening act and I thought, okay, this is great. Did a movie, wrote, directed this bad boy. This is gonna be exciting. Let's roll this bad boy out.
Global pandemic
hits. And then it's like, VOD.
We snuck in right before it. We snuck in. We are.
That's right. You guys.
The
you
last told, movie
you're one
out.
Of the last movies that
February come out. February 16th of 2020.
That is crazy.
We were the longest running movie in theater history. because we were the last movie that played in a lot of theaters and it said Impractical Jokers the movie on for like a year.
No, that is so funny. That is crazy.
Yeah, crazy, right?
And I remember I was in where the hell I was? I think I was in Texas. And you guys,
yeah,
I called, I was like, "Oh, I'm going."
And I told everybody to, you bought everybody candy for me.
You said buy everybody whatever they want.
Yeah, yeah.
I go okay. So I literally stood at the concession stand, and I told the guy, I said, anybody that's going to see Impractical Joker, send him over here. And he did. And I said, Joe Gatto wants to buy you whatever you want today. Thanks for coming out. Awesome. I made a video for you and stuff. But but that was pretty awesome to, because that's a different kind of film.
Yeah.
That was definitely an experience for me where it's like all these people were so excited. Pretty packed too, which was nice.
Yeah.
But you guys snuck in right before, huh?
Right before. God, yeah, we got our premiere. I'm pretty sure my son had COVID at the premiere. Yeah. Like he was miserable on Bessie's lap, like crying, coughing.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah. Well, Owen, thanks for your update.
Thanks, Owen. Thanks for giving us
updated. And go to Nico's and the other pizza place that Captain America.
Oh, no. What'd you say? Tammany Hall? Oh, Alcove?
The Alcove.
And what'd you say? Tammany Hall? Tammany?
Faneuil Hall.
Faneuil.
Yeah.
Faneuil Hall.
And Leone's.
He's got options.
My Leone's. This is coming to us from Katie with a C. I don't like that.
Don't trust her.
I don't like that.
Nope. You're trying to.
Why are you? Why
your name's
you?
Kathleen. You're trying to sneak into the Katie tip to be fun and flirty? Go ahead. Is it not a Y on the end? Because if it's a Y, I just want you to delete it.
No, IE.
Okay, better.
Me and my kids are watching Pee Wee's Big Adventure. And Steve, I need to know, any relation? Hey, Katie, I took time to. All the questions I get. This is what I get.
This is the love you get.
Although I would like to.
Did you? Did you ever extra or have a one-liner or something random on a kids TV show or a show?
On a kids show?
Not even necessarily a kids show.
What
but
are
I'm
you asking
thinking,
me?
I'm thinking like, did you have like a one-liner cameo that people were like, that's Steve Byrne? Because you've been around forever. You've been doing it forever. Like you're a dinosaur at this point, someone would say.
Gotcha.
But I'm just saying, in your
it comes back around. There's every Christmas, Four Christmases. Yeah, I'm in the beginning of that.
Oh, you're in the beginning of Four Christmases.
So every Christmas I get text messages or things online.
Okay.
And then the middle, I did an episode of the middle.
You did?
And the people that watch that, you know, reruns or whatever, like on broadcast, they're like, oh, I saw you in the middle.
Look
just
at that.
Like little things, you know, here and there. But
I love that.
Those are probably the two that always stand out.
I did MacGyver. I put the bartender in MacGyver, the new reboot.
The new reboot.
Yeah, we did an episode. We had a couple friends on there that were fans.
Is that still on?
No, it's done. But it ran like 4 or 5 seasons. It did well.
Really?
Tristan Mays, good friend of ours, got us on. And Q played a guy like on a date.
Were you all in the same episode?
Yeah,
just sparring
three of us.
Yeah.
Three of us. And yeah, Sal couldn't make it, so it was me, Murr. Oh no, I'm sorry. I think Sal was there. Sal played the chef. And there was three of us in the same scene. I was the bartender, Sal was a chef, and Q was at the table next to the main table. And he actually talks to the head guy, MacGyver. I make a joke to one of the people as I'm getting a drink.
Yeah.
And Sal comes out and just speaks into the air as like a Bobby Flay. You know, tonight is a port tender, you know, like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Thing, which is really funny. That I did that, and I hear that sometimes. People are like, oh, you're on that. And then we all did 12 Monkeys. And
Sci-Fi Channel.
Yeah, Sci-Fi Channel. And me and Sal played security guards, and they gave us a script. And they were like, you have to walk around and talk, you know, and they gave us a thing. And I was like, can we just talk about anything? And they're like, yeah, we'll give you one. And we did it, and it was hysterical. They yelled cut, everybody's dying laughing.
Oh, good.
And they used that. So that was
great.
Funny. Yeah, we got to do our own thing, because I don't do the lines well, but it was funny.
Here's one that's bananas.
Okay.
I finished college, okay? I go to do this industrial film, and
that's me and Sal.
Oh, that's hilarious. That's great.
Me and Sal. Look good in a cop uniform.
You guys look good.
Yeah.
I get a gig for this industrial film, okay? It's about...
an industrial film.
Braking systems on your car.
Okay.
Like, when do you brake or whatever.
Yeah.
I play someone from the lab called Jim Brakewell. Okay? Now, I filmed this thing in college. It's done, right? I go on with my life. Over the course of the last 20-plus years, what happens is if you get caught drunk driving, you have to go to the city, and you have to watch this PSA or whatever on driving and driving tips. That portion of my thing is in this thing, in the driving school. So I've had people, like at the DC Improv, they have to go watch these things.
Oh my God.
And they play the video there.
And there you are.
And they're like, are you Jim Breakwell? I was like, oh, for the love of God. They're like, I can't believe you're, you look so young. I was like, yeah, I literally graduated. And 2 days later, I did that Jim Breakwell.
Could you get that clip? I want to see that clip. Is that anywhere?
I'm sure it's got to be on YouTube somewhere.
Jim Breakwell.
Yeah, somebody had sent it to me.
And it's for what is it, in DC or is it anywhere?
It's a
national thing.
Thing, yeah, that they
so
filmed
like a defensive in, driving video for which starring Jim Breakwell.
Something like that. And I was in a lab coat. And I remember filming it because I had a lot of technical lines and I kept fucking it up. And I go, God damn it. Shit, fuck. And the AD on the set pulls me aside. He's like, hey, just so you know, the director's like super religious, so could you not swear and definitely don't say God damn it. I was like, okay, yeah. And the guy was pretty pissed. I remember that. He was not happy with me. But
Jim Breakwell. Oh, I want a t-shirt that says Jim Breakwell. I know Jim Breakwell. That's
so that's mine.
Okay.
12 Monkeys, though. That's pretty cool.
That was fun.
Okay, next question. This comes from Jenny.
Uh-oh. Not spelled correctly.
G-E-N-I.
Genny?
It can't be Genny.
Genie?
It's got to be Genie.
Genie, not Jenny. Genie.
Did I say Jenny or Genie?
You said Jenny. It's Genie.
But Genie...
Genie is not even spelled that way. Genie is J-E-A-N-I-E. That's Genie. Jenny is J-E-N-N-I-E. This is Genny.
I'm a genie in your bone. Okay, here we go.
Jenny. Jigenny.
This summer, I am visiting the UK for the first time with my long-term partner.
Ooh.
Spicy. Okay. Right. We'll be there for a few weeks, and we both value alone downtime.
What business do they do?
I don't know.
They're partners. What business are they in?
They need some alone time, so it sounds
like... Oh, they need some alone time? Is that what they just
like,
said?
Yeah. Well, here. So, for the first time with my long-time partner, we'll be there for a few weeks, and we both value alone downtime.
Got it. So away from each other. Yeah,
they got to heal up from whatever this are doing. Yeah. How can we find those moments of recharge while being hyper-tourists? See, he has family in England. Mom was raised there, if that's relevant to some of your advice. Thank you so much for the great potty and helping me get some dishes done while I listen.
Aww.
Oh, by the way, my name is pronounced Jenny.
Ah.
So I don't know if I said it right or you said it right.
You said Jenny right. I said Genie.
Okay. So I did it right.
You did it right. Congratulations. Put that at the top of the message.
You can call me Vive if you want to.
Vive? Why Vive?
Genevieve.
Genevieve. Now it all makes sense. Jenny, Genevieve. Okay. That makes sense. Okay.
Okay. So they're going to be in the UK for a long time.
How do you get alone time when you're on vacation with somebody? You don't really go on vacation with somebody to get alone time. That's absolute opposite of what that's about.
Yeah.
A good friend of ours, Jiggy, is right now traipsing around Tokyo with his lovely new bride.
Yes.
For 2 weeks. And I think the goal is to see everything together and be together.
Yes.
Even though if you need your alone time, I mean, I guess get two hotel rooms and sleep in your own room. Like, you go to your room?
Yeah, it's weird to think you... But they're there for an extended period of time, which I get, like... It'd be like, you know, I'm just going to go check out that museum.
Yes.
I wouldn't mind walking through there one more time. Or
yeah.
If there's something you like and really appreciate, maybe somebody didn't, mm-hmm. You could go back and target that.
My big line is, I'm going to go downstairs for a coffee.
Which we all know what that means.
So take a poop in the lobby.
That's right, because you don't want to stank it up.
Well, those days are long gone. But I'm saying that was a thing about I do. But I would honestly go do that. I would go down to the, you know, they have the coffee maker there.
Yep.
Or if there's like a balcony, I would just go out onto the balcony with the coffee. You know,
right.
Only give the person in the room.
With a parachute on?
Yeah, so I'm like, see ya. So, what are you doing? Just hang up the zip line real quick. I'm not an alone time kind of guy when I'm on vacation. For vacations, it's kind of like this. But now when we vacation with, with the family, when the four of us go away, we normally break off because me and Milana are pretty active. We like to do things and do stuff.
Right.
And she is very much beach, hang out, you know, not necessarily excursion, chill out kind of thing. And my son is a little like on that. He likes to bum around kind of deal. Yeah, but sometimes I want to check something out, but he gets over it quick.
Right.
So now I find that we've been breaking off a little with the kids being 7 and 5. Mm. Like, we break off a little bit. Like, I'll go do something with her, or she'll go, like, horseback riding with her. She'll take her to go horseback riding or whatever, and I'll be with him at the pool.
Sure.
You know, something like that. So I think that's not even necessarily alone time. It's different. But I've start, they've evolved now into like, it's kind of like, all right, all four of us are doing this. People like what they like. So if you want to do something on your own, don't stop yourself from, my long way around to get to saying is, don't stop yourself from doing something you want to do if somebody else doesn't want to do it. And there you get two things done. One, you get to do what you wanted to do.
Yeah.
And the other thing is you get alone time.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look, I hate to say this, but when any facet of my life, I love sleeping.
Yes.
I love to sleep. It's my favorite thing to do. And when I'm on vacation, I want to like sleep in, and I could sleep into one or two. Like 12 hours is not out of the norm for me.
Really?
Like, I really love it.
You're like part bear.
like if I wake up early, Mike, I just go back. It's like, why? There's nothing.
I'm still here. I'm still in the bed.
Yeah, nothing's going to happen. So when I'm on vacation, like with my wife and kids, it's like, I kind of want to sleep in. Yeah. I'm on vacation.
What was the last vacation you guys did as a fan that you went
away? We take like little trips here and there, probably like California or something like that.
Do you guys do a beach vacation at all ever?
Well, we're going to Hawaii in May because I'm doing the Blue Note in Hawaii.
Nice.
So I'm doing that at the end of May, and
congratulations,
bringing them with me. And
aloha, pal.
Aloha back.
There you go.
Yeah, very excited. But we've been to Hawaii a bunch. We have relatives out there and stuff, and love it out there.
You're Samoan? I thought you were Korean.
You never asked why my middle name is Moana. you've been to Hawaii plenty, right?
A couple times, yeah. I'm actually going to be out there playing as well.
Where are you going?
I don't know yet.
Oh, okay. Well, I told you where. I guess we're going to keep our cards to ourselves.
It's not necessarily announced yet. So I don't know. I know it's in Honolulu.
Okay.
Where's the Blue Note?
Honolulu.
I think I'm playing the Blue Note.
No, you're playing a bigger theater.
No, yeah, I don't know where I'm playing.
You're probably doing the Hawaii Theater.
That's what I think I'm doing.
Yeah.
The Hawaii Theater. Maybe. Yeah. Hey, joegattoofficial.com. That's where you check out for tickets and keep yourself.
Cannoliproductions.com, is that it?
joegattoofficial.com. It takes you to Cannoli, but it's easy to remember. joegattoofficial.com.
Got it. So Joe Cannoli.
Joe's Cannoli.
Productions.org.
/junk.
P.O. Box.
Oh, do you know? Actually, it'll probably be announced by the time this gets released, actually. I think I'm announcing next week, so it'll be announced.
The Hawaii thing?
Yeah, I think so. It might be.
Oh. I didn't get any dates yet.
That's because you are doing your own shows. I didn't get an invite to open for you in Hawaii, by the way.
I would never ask you to open for me.
Why not? I asked you to open for me.
Yeah, that's a little different, Joe.
No, it's not.
Joe, you sell a lot of tickets.
Stevie, so do you.
Joe, when's the last time you boosted an ad? Let me ask you that, Joe. I don't think you have in quite some time.
Here's my boy, Booster. Booster McAdams.
When's the last time you boosted an ad? That's the funniest thing you've ever said on this podcast. It only took 53 episodes.
More than that. I love you.
Whatever it is. Okay. All right. So did we answer that last question?
No. We got caught on her name, and we ended up talking about Hawaii.
But what did Jenny ask?
She asked, what is the...
Yeah. Oh, did I find
you got it?
No, we didn't answer it.
No, we didn't answer a question for sure. We went on a tangent.
Vacation. Yeah, we answered it.
Oh, vacation?
She's on vacation. She wants some alone time.
Oh, I did. Yeah, I did. Yeah. So, all right. There you go, Genevieve.
Okay. It's coming to us from Joe. Hi, Mama Llamas. I got to know.
The intros are the best.
If I could take a big bite out of you two, not physically, but a sandwich named after you, what would be on that sandwich?
Oh, my favorite sandwich, hand down, I always do, is a fried eggplant with provolone and broccoli rabe, roasted red peppers with a balsamic glaze on a toasted ciabatta.
So that's your ingredients to a perfect sandwich?
Perfect sandwich.
Huh, okay.
Yeah, it's like a breaded eggplant. You get the nice crunch, crunchy crunch.
Yeah.
And you get a nice melted provolone. You can even do mozzarella if you want, but I like the provolone because it gets a little, with the mozzarella, the sandwich is too fat. Yeah. And then you get yourself some broccoli rabe, and you get yourself some nice roasted red peppers. Yeah, even throw a sweet cherry pepper on there if you want as well. If you're feeling fancy, throw it in. And then you do a nice little balsamic glaze. Don't hit me with a balsamic vinegar because that's not for a sandwich. That's for a salad. We all know it. I'm not afraid to take that stance.
Or french fries.
Yes, true. You want it for a glaze. I want a glaze. I want a thickness.
Sometimes a glaze is a little too sweet, though.
For me, the words too sweet don't exist.
That is true.
Yeah. I know your sandwich right away.
What?
Your sandwich? You've had it repeatedly. Well, Would you? I don't know. I don't know if you.
The perfect sandwich.
The perfect sandwich is different than, because I was going to say you would go with a chicken sandwich from Burger King.
The original. Oh God! I mean, now that you bring it up, it's like.
Yeah, but if you're making your own, let's talk. Let's do make your own.
Okay, have it your way. Let you rule.
You're right.
That's how the kids do it.
You okay? Yeah. You definitely look like a little league player right now. What's that team, the Bananas?
Dad, are you watching me?
That do the dances? That do the dances before?
Savannah Bananas.
Savannah Bananas. if you're making your own sandwich, let me guess.
Yeah, good.
There's a meat involved. I think you're going to go with the turkey as your base.
No,
you don't do a honey baked turkey?
No.
Oh, then you're going to go with a roast beef.
No.
Oh, for two. Ham?
Strike three, you're out.
Is it prosciutto?
Well,
There's no meats left.
My go-to is prosciutto.
Okay.
With provolone. That's it on fresh bread. I have to have fresh bread from Publix. Their bakery is phenomenal.
That's a specific
bread. I love their bread. But if I'm just kind of at home, whatever, I get a hoagie roll from Publix.
Mm-hmm.
Again, super fresh or French. Chicken breast, bacon, provolone, mayo, hot peppers from Potbelly Sandwich Place that I order off of Amazon. You know the sandwich place?
Yeah.
And then I put the mayonnaise, and then I put that that like sandwich dressing on that's like a olive oil, vinegar, and...
it's like a mix.
Like the parsley.
Yep.
And I douse that on top. And
on top of the closed sandwich or before the bread? Bread's off... That thing, and then the bread goes on.
Not
on top of the bread. That'd be weird.
Douse it.
Really?
And that with the mayo, it creates this like perfect concoction of.
I thought you were going to put on that? Because back in the day when I did chickens and bacon, which I love, was a chicken, bacon, cheddar cheese, honey mustard.
No.
Yeah.
It's too much.
Okay. This is why, you know,
I like a provolone or a mozzarella. Cheddar, I'll have a.
What about white American? Love white American.
Fuck that.
It's
like eighth grade shit.
Really?
Yeah. No. Oof. Peeling off the plastic and eat. No.
Not a peel off the plastic. I'm not talking to you about a craft. What am I, an animal? You a dumb shit. You think I'm out there making. I'm Italian. Sandwich making is an art. You think I'm peeling away the crinkle? No, no. Oh, but not the craft. You dummy.
Oh. Man, you
that was want to
insult an Italian. I mean, that's how you do it. It's not
that guy eats.
American feels Boar's head.
Ugh.
Boar's head?
Boar's head, the worst.
Yeah, okay, well, we did it.
No. Well, those are the sandwiches of choice. They both sound delicious.
Yeah, those are my two. But you have to go veggie. You have to go
veggie. I do. Now it's killed a couple chains for me. I can't go into Subway anymore.
Well, who won? I mean.
Well, I mean, I used to back in the day.
I loved Subway.
Quiznos?
Nothing was better. Quiznos did something to me one time. I had the worst experience in my life. Yeah.
And then what's your favorite? Then you love Jimmy John's.
Jersey Mike's. Bean sprouts on Jimmy John's?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here. I want Jersey Mike's. Slice in front of me. The bread's always fresh.
Yeah.
It smells great
in
there.
About the bread, which I've always noticed.
Bread is the key to a great sandwich.
That's very true.
It really
is. It's the beginning and end.
And you know what masks bad bread? 2 or 3 day old bread. You know what they do? Panini press. They hide it. That's how they get you.
That's the makeup on an ugly piece of bread. The panini press solves a lot of the issues. For sure. My body needs a panini press. I think that's how I work out. I should just lay.
No, that should be, Suzanne Summers had your thing.
That's right.
And you should be on an infomercial 3 a.m. Hey, everybody, I'm Joe Gatto from Practical Jokers. You might know him from True TV, but what a lot of people don't know me is that I care about my body. And that's why I'm here to invite you to try the panini press. Guys, you want shredded abs in about 3 minutes?
Do you guys want to shred some LBs? Cut some pounds off that turkey? Get yourself a panini press.
And you're probably eating while
you're eating while that's true. All right. Well, we did it, Steve.
We always do it, Joe.
Yes,
we don't let the people down.
It's always fun. Good luck in the big game. I hope you do well. Go Pittsburgh.
Thank you.
And much love, everybody. Thanks for listening.
These two cool mommies love you. So show us some love.
Please rate us, review us, follow us on all social media, and subscribe to our YouTube.